Stephanie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Did I get that last name right?
It's Schlinker.
Ah.
You were close.
Yeah, I'm sure you hear that quite a bit.
I do.
I didn't want to be one of those ones, but thanks for coming on the program.
Sure.
I got a couple of questions for you. Number one, just so interested in the progress of your new headquarters. Where are we with that in that cool new building down by the river?
Sure. We're all set to move in mid-April. So right now they're just kind of doing the finishing touches on any of the construction work that's left, which wouldn't be a whole lot, and they're putting furniture in now. So we're getting to the point where it's starting to actually look like an office building.
Are you excited?
Oh, very. Everyone's very, very excited. It's just going to be a very cool place to be, and, you know, our employees are thrilled to be in a new state-of-the-art, beautiful building.
You know what's kind of interesting? There have been, over the last couple of years, some businesses that moved out into the suburbs, if you will. And I found that very interesting because it seems now Lansing is the place to be, not only from a business aspect, being so close to the capital and to the downtown area, but to be involved in that whole new building and growing and vibe down there, it seems like it's win-win for Accident Fund.
Yeah, I mean, Accident Fund's a national company, so we could have chosen to be anywhere with our headquarters, but we really want to be in Lansing. We wanted to stay in downtown Lansing. Our parent company, Blue Cross, is really committed to preserving Michigan's core cities, and Lansing would be one of those. And our CEO, Liz Haar, is very, very involved in like LEAP and doing all kinds of economic development type things in Lansing. So it's very important to us to keep Accident Fund in downtown Lansing.
For people who aren't aware of Accident Fund, tell us about who you are and what you do.
Accident Fund is the ninth largest workers' compensation company in the United States. So we sell only workers' compensation insurance, and we do that through like a network of agents. So we don't sell it to, you know, everyday customers like you would life insurance or car insurance. We sell it to businesses, and they use that to, you know, protect their workers if they're injured.
We used to hear so much about health care from the aspect of taking care of yourself, losing weight, not smoking. I think it became an annoyance point for many folks, but I think many in business are realizing that not only will this help the health and well-being of your employees, which of course helps the long-term stability of your company, but it also can save a lot of healthcare costs.
That's true. Actually, Accident Fund is really committed to wellness. We have a great wellness program where we encourage people to exercise, and we encourage them, you know, to eat well. We have this whole thing where they will actually give us $500 a year toward buying exercise equipment or buying a gym membership, and you can actually earn more money, I think an extra $500, by exhibiting healthy habits like eating well and exercising and all that. So it's a wonderful perk that they offer to their employees.
All right, so the new building downtown, you're going to be in there in April.
Yep.
The move is mostly being done internally. How's that work?
We move over 2 weekends. It'll be the middle 2 weekends in April because there's, you know, enough people that you don't want to move everybody at once. And so you'll pack up your stuff and you'll leave on a Friday and you'll show up at the new building on Monday and your boxes will be at your desk.
How many people are we talking about?
I think we have, downtown we've got about 575 employees.
And all those computer networks and printers, oh my goodness, who's setting all up that equipment?
We have an awesome IT department and they're taking care of all of that for us.
Well, good for them. What's going to happen to the old building?
The old building is going to house all of the Blue Cross workers who are here in Greater Lansing. There's some that are out on Kreitz Road. I think there's some that are downtown, and there's some that were somewhere else, and I can't remember where. But they're going to move all of them. Blue Cross is going to move all of them into our old building on Capitol Avenue.
So they just want to get them under one roof.
Yeah, and that's another influx for downtown Lansing.
That's a pretty cool building, too, your current building.
Yes, it is.
With all that foliage and all that stuff in the middle.
Yes, it's very nice.
And finally, the Accident Fund is donating money. Is $25,000, I believe $25,500. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're very, Accident Fund has always been a very generous and compassionate, you know, corporate citizen. So every month we give money, and it isn't necessarily just in Lansing. We do it all over the state and actually other places in the country, too, because we are a national organization. But in January, we gave quite a bit of money to Lansing area organizations to support just a variety of things in the area. It's all part of our, you know, concern for Lansing and you know, just being socially responsible and helping those who may be less fortunate.
All right, Stephanie, we appreciate your time. We'll be talking with you more. We're going to start diving in to healthcare reform a little bit more in the next couple of weeks. So we want to get the workman's comp side of that story. So we'll be in touch.
Okay, great.